The new online map can help assess things like whether there's enough sunshine and how much solar panels might cost. It's the latest addition to the city's ongoing effort to bolster alternative energy, says Mayor Dave Cheslevich.
Been a very successful program. We've had 100 solar installations in the community on both businesses and homes.
One business using solar power is Isthmus Engineering. Ole Olson says a free solar consultation from a city liaison was key to navigating a sometimes complex process.
They introduced us to several different installers, to the people that we needed to know at the City of Madison for permits. And there was a lot of different groups involved. If you don't know what you're doing, it's not a straightforward process without the help of somebody that knows what they're doing.
Madison homeowner Patty Prime says the addition of solar panels to their 90-year-old residence has cut back on heating bills. Moreover, she hopes consumers like her can help the alternative energy industry grow.
We hope that our investment and the investments that are made by businesses and the city and the federal government will help drive this whole industry forward and make it more accessible to everybody.
The U.S. Department of Energy helps fund Madison's solar efforts. The agency says there are 15 cities across the country that use an online solar map to help identify what places might be suitable for solar. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.